In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Two wildfires started this weekend west of Boulder and Fort Collins. The Calwood Fire, which broke out on Saturday, is the larger of the two and is now nearly 9,000 acres. Lou Cordova evacuated Saturday. She managed to grab some artwork that's important to her.
You could actually see the edges of the flame moving towards you. And if the wind shifted, I knew you'd only have minutes. So trying to decide how worth it everything was, you feel like you're in the middle of triage.
Fire officials say the priority today is protecting structures and increasing containment. The fire is currently 15% contained. Nearby, the Left Hand Canyon Fire has burned more than 300 acres since it ignited Sunday. It's at 4% containment. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser is reassuring Coloradans that they'll be able to vote safely and is warning against voter intimidation. Weiser says intimidation can include blocking voters from entering a polling place or dropping a ballot in a box. He says it can also include yelling at a voter or giving them false information.
Law enforcement takes this seriously. Voting intimidation, it's a crime and subject to prosecution.
Weiser says anyone who witnesses or is a target of voter intimidation should contact their local law enforcement or county clerk. Expect smoke in the Boulder area until around midnight tonight. Overnight lows in Metro Denver between the mid to upper 40s. Right now it's 63 degrees in Denver, 68 in Meeker.